Recorded Books in One Click Digital present To Sin with the Tycoon by Kathy Williams, narrated by Louisa Jane Underwood. Chapter 1. Alice Morgan was growing more annoyed by the second. It was 10:30. She had now been sitting in this office for an hour and a half, and no one could tell her whether she would be sitting there, tapping her foot and looking at her watch, for another hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, or for the rest of the day. In fact, she seemed to have been forgotten. Mr. Big played by his own rules, she had been told. He came and went as he pleased. He did as he wanted. He was unpredictable, a law unto himself. All this had been relayed to her by a simpering, pocket-sized blonde Barbie doll as she had been ushered into her office to find that her new boss was nowhere to be found. "Perhaps he has a diary?" Alice had suggested. "Maybe he had a breakfast meeting and forgot that I would be coming at 9. If you could check, then at least I would know how long I can expect to be kept waiting." But no. Mr. Big didn't run his life according to diaries. Apparently, he didn't need to, because he was so clever that he could remember everything without the benefit of reminders. Besides, no one was allowed into his office when he was absent. Although the Barbie doll had worked for him for 4 days a few months ago, and knew for a fact that he didn't use any diaries, because he was brilliant and didn't need them. The Barbie doll had since peered into the office twice, smiled apologetically, and repeated what she had previously said. As though lateness and discourtesy were winning selling points that the entire staff happily accepted, and so, therefore, should she. Mouth-tied, Alice looked around her. From her smaller office through the dividing glass partition into Gabriel Cabrera's much bigger, much more impressive one. When she had been told where she would be temping, Alice had been thrilled. The offices were situated in the most stunning building in the city. The Shard was a testimony to architectural brilliance, with magnificent views over London. People paid to go up it. The bars and restaurants there were booked up weeks in advance. And now she would be working there. True, her contract was only for 6 weeks, but she had been told there was a chance of being made permanent if she did well. He had a reputation for hiring and firing, the woman at the agency had added, but Alice was good at what she did. Better than good. By the time she'd arrived at the building, at precisely 8:45 that morning, she had made up her mind that she would do her damnedest to secure a permanent position there. Her last job had been pleasant and reasonably well paid, but the surroundings had been mediocre and the chances of advancement non-existent. This job, should she manage to get it, promised a career that might actually move in an upward direction. Right now, she thought that she wouldn't be going anywhere if her new boss didn't show up, except back to her little shared house in Shepherd's Bush, with one wasted day behind her. She probably wouldn't even be paid for her time, because no one would sign off her worksheet if she didn't actually do any work. She wondered whether his reputation as a hirer and firer wasn't actually a case of him being left in the lurch every 3 weeks because his secretaries got fed up dealing with his so-called brilliance. Not so much a case of him firing his secretaries as his secretaries firing him. She caught a glimpse of herself in the mirrored wall that occupied one section of her office and frowned at the image reflected back. Her neat outfit and unremarkable looks did not seem to gel with the glossy, snappy image of the other employees she had seen as she had been channeled onto the director's floor. She could have landed on a film set. The guys all wore snappy, expensive suits, and the women were largely blonde, and achingly good-looking, in a polished, well-groomed way. Young, thrusting...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?